Good afternoon. Recording live from KMUZ Turner. This is Waste Matters on the Air, the show that talks trash about waste and how to prevent it.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. It's so good to be here. It is the second week show that I do this month in August. I'm so happy to be here. It is my first month to start doing the shows that Jessica used to do, Jessica Ramey, who was working with us, who no longer is, unfortunately, is with the county anymore. But let me tell you what, I'm excited. I got an interesting show for you today, and I think you're going to enjoy it. But you are listening to Waste Matters on the Air, KMUZ 88.5 and 100.0 FM, the show that delves into issues around waste and how to prevent it. As you heard before, I'm Alan Pennington, Waste Reduction Coordinator with Marion County Environmental Services, and I'm here in the studio today with Joseph Penner, who is the owner and operator of Steelbridge Coffee. And it's a kind of an interesting story because I would say that there is no coffee shop. It's not really a coffee shop, but a coffee broker in town that's quite like what Joseph offers. And so we're going to hear more about that. And Joseph, so tell me, how did you get into this? Who are you anyway? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so Steelbridge Coffee, we're a roasting company. We specialize in direct deliveries of fresh roasted coffee beans delivered by bicycle to your door in Salem and parts of Kaiser. I got started, I guess, about 6 years ago now. I always kind of had a dream of self-employment, and the right factors kind of came together. I was in a period where I had resigned from one job, and I had a bit of savings and was thinking about what would come next, and just started putting together the building blocks of what became Steelbridge Coffee, and eventually just kind of made the leap of faith and have been doing it ever since.
Well, and so you started, and what time, when did you actually begin opening your doors, so to speak?
I want to say 2012. I kind of initially started just selling to friends and family. And then around 2013, I had a professional food processing room built next to my garage and upgraded my coffee equipment. And that's when things really got going.
Okay. So you actually live over in West Salem, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So you started Steelbridge Coffee. And you have there's just a lot of interesting environmental impacts are things that you're avoiding the impacts on by the way you operate. So let's think a little bit about the, you know, this is always what my hook or your hook into my show is, you know, you're doing some things that have to do around the subject of waste. Mm-hmm. And so let's think about the three R's, the reduce, reuse, recycle. And so when we think about recycling, Joseph, how do you fit into the scheme of things with that?
Yeah, well, there's not a whole lot of waste product in what I'm doing. You know, I'm buying sacks of coffee that comes in a big burlap sack, and those can get, you know, sent off to farms and gardens or to people who are into crafting sorts of things. So there's that. In the coffee roasting process, there's a chaff that gets put off, and I collect that, and that goes into the compost. No big deal. Of course, if you're brewing coffee, then the coffee grounds are, you know, great for your compost bin. And so, you know, I do all the basic stuff. If a product comes in some cardboard, I recycle it. But yeah, the part that really distinguishes me is that I sell my product in mason jars that get reused. And so most people think of the old milkman system when they learn about my business. So it's basically I'm the coffee roasting version of the milkman. You put out your empty mason jar by your door, and then it disappears, and you have a full jar when you get home from work. So that way we save on coffee packaging, and it's just a small thing. But you know, I'm the kind of guy who I shop in the bulk bin section a lot, and I've got my plastic bag that's, you know, been used 20 times, and you know, eventually there's a hole in it and I'm spilling sugar all over my basket. But that's just kind of how I've operated, is, you know, not wanting to waste stuff. And so I thought, why not build into my model so that it's easy to reuse your container? Mm-hmm. And so that's the default method.
Well, it's one that has stood the test of time when you think of how many people have and continue to can their food in the same cans until the can jar, or I should say we can. Mm. Basically, we jar things.
Right.
So by putting stuff in jars, and jars will last forever until they crack or break. So,
yeah, they do that sometimes, but they're pretty tough.
So that's a big, you know, we think about not only we tend to focus a lot on the three R's. We think about recycling, but that reuse piece of avoiding that trash, because you're getting, when you buy your beans, what are they, 50-pound bags?
About 150, typically.
Oh, my gosh. So you're getting a lot of beans when you're going.
Yeah.
Yeah. So breaking them down and putting them in jars is a lot better than having to buy containers that would basically be thrown away.
Yeah, I think it's better. And on top of that, it makes a really good seal. It keeps the coffee fresh a little better than mm-hmm. if you're just kind of folding up a plastic bag. So it has that advantage as well.
So you deliver all over the place. So how far away will you go? Or do you go?
Sure, yeah. And if you go to my website, steelbridgecoffee.com, you can find our service boundaries. But I go south about as far as Kubler Road. I go north as far a little bit into South Kaiser. I cover most of West Salem, and I go east about as far as Lancaster. I don't go to all of those sections on the same day. I deliver Monday through Thursday, and each day is associated with a part of town. So today's Thursday, it's my West Salem day, so uh-huh. that's where I'll be going.
So when do you roast?
Usually roasting in the morning, every morning, Monday through Thursday. So that's part of my philosophy, is that I roast and deliver in the same day.
That's pretty fresh. You can't really beat that.
Yeah, it's about as fresh as you can get. That was sort of the big idea of the business,
uh-huh.
was how can I compete with bigger roasters who have a lot more capacity and whatnot. I thought, well, freshness matters. And coffee that's in the grocery store, you don't really know how long it's been sitting there. Oftentimes they'll have an expiration date on it, which doesn't really mean anything. Coffee doesn't really expire, but it does decrease in quality. So, yeah, with this method, you're guaranteed that it's as fresh as it could possibly be.
Mm-hmm.
And you notice it in the taste, and especially the aroma is especially powerful.
Can you get the aroma while you're pedaling your bike?
Not really, because it's sealed up in the jar, but yeah, that people comment that my house smells pretty good,
uh-huh.
typically. And so what people experience when they get their coffee jar, a lot of people mention this is something they really like, is they crack the top on it, and there's kind of this burst of aroma,
uh-huh.
sort of pops, because it's fresh roasted coffee is off-gassing the first few days after it's roasted.
Mm-hmm.
And so that aroma is really powerful and pleasing when people get the coffee.
Yeah, that's an important essence that you market there. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Waste Matters on the Air at KMUZ 88.5 and 100.7 FM on your radio dial. I'm Alan Pennington, a Waste Reduction Coordinator for Marion County, and I'm in the studio right now with Joseph Penner, who is the owner-operator of Steelbridge Coffee. And Joseph, so you ride all over the place. My guess is that you are a pretty experienced bike mechanic.
Yeah, that'd probably be fair to say. I like to work on my own bikes as much as possible. Yeah.
So when I noticed I went on your website and I was looking at your blog, and you were giving all sorts of information, particularly about gear ratios, because you got a trailer, right? Did you use a trailer?
So yeah, on my typical delivery route, I'm pulling a single wheeled trailer, which is rated for up to maybe 70 pounds. And then if I have a lot of coffee that day, then I'll use panniers on my rear or front rack, or both, depending on the day.
So when you're cranking through those South Salem hills with all that weight?
Yeah, no, it's a good challenge. any bicycle enthusiast would, appreciate, I'm sure, the opportunity to have the same challenge. And you just got to have low enough gears. That's the bottom line. And not all bikes are made that way. I think, when I counsel people on buying a new bike, I always tell them, like, make sure you have low gears. Like, you don't need to work, no reason to work harder than you need to going up those hills. Mm-hmm. And yeah, when you're carrying 30, 40 pounds of weight, then it becomes essential. But I just take it slow, get into that low gear and crank my way up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that you don't really have to worry about getting your exercise in after work. I'm not seeing a lot of body fat on Joseph over here, so he's in pretty good shape because he's riding all the time. So tell me about what's it like, you know, you're delivering the stuff, you know, whether you're kind of like the post person, you're rain, sleet, or snow.
Yeah, and I run into a lot of mail carriers, and we kind of wave, and we're both kind of in the same business. Uh-huh. It's can be tough in the winter. For sure, but
is it the cold or is it the wet? What's the worst?
Probably the wet. Of course, in Oregon we get a lot of light rain that just kind of mist that doesn't really get you too wet. So I think people would be surprised how bikeable the area is even in the winter. It's when it's really coming down. Part of the challenge is just keeping my product dry, and. It's all sealed in, but what I do is I write with a wet erase marker on the lids to denote what the jar contains, dark roast, medium roast, how many ounces. And so that's one of my biggest challenges when it's really raining is I got to open that bag to pull out a jar without letting water get in.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But as far as handling the rain as a bicyclist, you know, you gear up and you deal with it, and in the end it's just water.
Mm-hmm.
Try to keep warm.
Yeah, I have seen you riding downtown Salem. You were coming off the bridge and you were in full regalia. It was wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, who is this masked man? And then I realized when I saw the trailer that it was you on a delivery, because you were almost like masked, because you've got What's it called that you what you wear over your face?
Yeah, I think I had one of those. I think they're called buffs or neck gaiters that you can kind of roll over. Yeah, you can put them over your mouth and nose. And
yeah,
there's a few days a year that call for that level of cold prevention.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was one of those days when I saw you, so I was thinking, wow, this guy was cranking. And if you ever, I remember we also somebody wrote you up for a. Nomination for a Green Award, and mm-hmm. Which got you a nice little story on the mm-hmm. Salem Weekly, also with a big smile on your face with your coffees and coffee beans there. And so, what have we missed anything here? We were talking about. I gave you some ideas of what we might talk about. I just want to make sure I didn't miss anything here that you might want to share with folks in Salem that haven't heard of you.
I think we've covered it. Best coffee in town comes straight to your door in a mason jar. This month in August, we're doing a promotion. You can win a vacuum insulated coffee thermos if you sign up for a weekly subscription. So, you know, get those orders in this month. SteelBridgeCoffee.com.
Is that the best way for folks to find you?
That's the best way to find me. Yeah.
Okay. SteelBridgeCoffee.com. Yeah. And so, Joseph, I always like to ask people if they had one wish for the Salem environment or something that they wish that they could change or have or do, what would yours be?
It's an interesting question. I was thinking about that earlier. And
I prepped him on that one, you guys, so you know.
I'm not supposed to say that, am I? You know, I call it Steel Bridge Coffee, and the inspiration for that is the Union Street pedestrian bridge, in spite of the fact that there's a bridge called the Steel Bridge in Portland. That's not what this is about.
Yes.
But I love that old train bridge that we have connecting East and West Salem, and I bike across it just about every day. And, you know, 10 years ago, that was my dream, was what if I could bike or walk across that train bridge, and that dream came to fruition, and then they started talking about the bridge to Minto, and now that's completed with the Peter Courtney Bridge. And so I kind of feel like a lot of my dreams have come true. like you said, I live in West Salem, and I'm across Wallace Road in the Edgewater District. And now they're talking about an underpass so that you could bike right under Wallace Road and get straight on to the Steel Bridge, which sounds really, really great for my commute. So I guess that's my next dream.
Where are they talking about putting that in?
Well, it'd be exactly where the path from the bridge ends, and then it would turn into Second Street.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, that would be nice. Yeah. So
we'll see.
Well, I would like to thank our guest, Joseph Pinner, here for sharing his time and knowledge with us today for Steel Bridge Coffee. And again, if you want to reach him, you could go to
steelbridgecoffee.com.
And so I hope you can join us again for our next show here on KMUZ. It'll be the fourth Thursday of the month. We are always reaching folks in Marion, Polk, and Linn counties via 88.5 FM, and deep into the Soul Central Salem and Kaiser at 100.7. And, of course, KMUZ.org has podcasts of all of our shows and many others. So if you ever want to go back and hear something or think, hey, you know, I like that show, I'm going to go back and check it out. There's both music and talk shows on there. So go to it, KMUZ.org. And, of course, I would love to hear from you. If you have an idea for a show or you want to just tell us how much you love this show or you love KMUZ, just let us know. And you can email me at environmentalservices@co.marion.or.us. Isn't that a handy one? Or you can check us out on Facebook or even YouTube. And you can just search the Marion County Environmental Services website and you'll find us. Okay? Well, again, thank you so much for listening today. And I just want to share with you, before we fade out, to a song that I chose just because Joseph was here today. If, as an old Roman philosopher once chiseled, unless it's peace and quiet, if you don't need it, then don't buy it.